The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In the previous shiur, we discussed the problem of Mishum Iguno Akilu Barabonin to believe in Eid Echud, B'Misas Yisho, as a klal, Eid Ovesh Avapachas Mishnayim. It's only in Isurim, in regular Issev Heter, that Eid Echud Nemun B'Isurim. Let's go back and examine that premise. Let's try to get into some of the basics of the din of Eid Echud Nemun B'Isurim. The Rashi, actually, that explains, in Shas, Rashi that explains the din of Eid Echud Nemun B'Isurim happens to be here. The Gemara says, that's a svara, svarihim, midi avachatika sovik shochelim sovik shoshumu, we believe on Isurim in Eid Echud, v'also Eid Echud v'oma bori li d'shumanu. It's clear to me that this piece of meat is mutter. The Mehemon, his Nemon. And the Gemara says over there, Midomi, is Isha Doima. The Gemara says, Midomi, Hosom lo ischazik Isuru, Hocho ischazik Isuru. Now, it happens to be the Loshon of the Gemara by us is Hosom lo ischazik Isuru, that the reason why Erechot is Nemon to clarify if a piece of meat is kosher or not is because it's not ischazik Isuru. He's not taking something that has a status of Isur and turning it into a Heter. He's taking something, we don't know if it's kosher or if it's not kosher, and he's saying that it is kosher. Hocho by Eishes Ish is Chazak Isur, she's presumed to be an Eishes Ish. That was her status. Halachically, we go Basa Chazoka. And if her status is that she's an Eishes Ish, then to change that status would need two Eidim. That should be a Svar for itself, and it is a Svar for itself. But the Gemara continues that mid-sentence, Yisura, Hoche is Chazik Yisura de Eishes Ish. The Gemara doesn't just say Hoche is Chazik Yisura, Hoche is Chazik Yisura de Eishes Ish, Vein Dovah Shebebe Pachs Mishnayim. So the question is there two reasons why Eid Echud Nemun B'Isurim is not Nemun? Namely, if it's a Dovah Shebebe, it's not a Yisur, it's a Dovah Shebebe, like a moment. Eid Dovah Shebebe Pachs Mishnayim. Besides for that, there's a Svara of is Chazik Yisura and Lo is Chazik Yisura. There actually are different Geosois in the same Gemara and Gittin at Beis and Beis. The Gemara has a... The Rishonim have a Sofik, had to be the Lashon Gemara. It's Chazik Yisur, Lo Yischazik Yisur, Udahocho Eishes Ish, there's a separate Svar, or no. This Chazik Yisur is only a way of saying, it's Chazik Yisur, the Eishes Ish, and Ein Dov Shvev, Epoch Mishnai. So we'll leave the Geosois in the Gemara, we're going to concentrate on the Ikrim. Well, how do we know that Erech and Bisur? Who says if somebody tells me that a certain piece of meat is kosher that I could believe him? Rashi says, "V'havadai pshitul on the samchin aleh calls manshalo nechshad." If a person is not nechshad, if there's no reason to suspect that he's lying, of course he's neman. That's poshut. The lav hochi, if it wouldn't be that way, in l'chodom aichum mishakavet, nobody would be able to eat lunch by somebody else's house. How can you ever believe somebody when he offers you a piece of cake that's kosher? Somebody offers you a sandwich. You say to him, maybe it's Nevela, maybe it's Trefa. And he says, no, it's kosher, I know it's kosher. How could you believe him? It's obvious that a person has to be able to trust somebody else. You wouldn't be able to live, you wouldn't be able to function that way. Society, Jewish society, would not be able to function. You wouldn't be able to believe anybody as to the kashrus of a piece of meat. How could it be that a person wouldn't be able to rely on his wife? He comes home for supper, and he has to question, he has to be there himself to know that the meat is kosher. So the Tosfos Yeshanim over here challenges that premise, this basic, it has to be that way of Rashi. And he says, Teimam, malonu bazeh, hadov yizor b'mashu yoichal. He'll be careful about what he eats. V'nirli d'nafkalon d'mehemon minido, he says, no, it's not a svorim. Now, obviously Rashi held that it just doesn't make sense. It can't be that, it can't be that you can't function that way. And there are cases where technically it wouldn't be possible. So what Rashi did was, Rashi just said, obviously it's a svara, it's a klal svara. Tosfos Yeshanim says, who says? Tosfos Yeshanim is going to give the teretz, which is really the approach of Tosfos and Gittin Daf Beis and Beis. Nearly the nafkulon, the mehemon minido, the chsiv v'sofer lo la'atzma. Here's a case where a woman tells her husband she did see dam, she didn't see dam, she saw dam, then she says that she made a hefsek tarah. She has it, she does it day one, day two, day three. He can't be baidiker. He doesn't know if she sees dam or not. So obviously it has to be that he believes her. How does he believe her? How does a person believe anybody as to the kosher status of anybody or anything? Obviously, that's where Tosfos learns out from. So according to Tosis, it's a pasuk. According to Rashi, it seems to be a svara. Interestingly enough, Rashi in Chulin Daf Yud Amid Beis seems to bring a pasuk. He brings a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, v'shachar has ben abokar, about shechting an animal. He says, how do you know, how could, well, it's talking about other people ate from it, how could you eat from the animal? How do you know the shechita is kosher? How could you eat from the animal? So there Rashi says, obviously we learn from the Erech and Abisur, seems like a similar limit of the Sofra. But the Derech HaYosha, Rashi over here, when he's explaining in the Sugi itself, this is the place where the Gemara says Erech and Abisur, Rashi explains that's a Svara. Interestingly enough, the Svara is in the Yerushalmi. Tosis and the Tosis Yerushalmi say it's a Pasuk. So again, like we said, Tosis in Gittin Abbez and Beis also says this approach of the Sofra law. We could suggest that there's a chilik, a nuance, in how we understand the din of Erech and Abisur according to Rashi, according to Tosis. According to Rashi of the Gittin says that Afroshas Chalo, Shchita, how do you believe anybody on anything? According to Rashi, it's an emonus. Sorry, according to Rashi, it's a svara. If a person says something's kosher, why shouldn't it be kosher? Is there any reason to assume he's lying? Doesn't it make sense that it's kosher? Does it say any place, does the svara tell us that a person is nemon? That a person has nemonus like an edus? Eid echo, that it's a din of edus? Not edus. It's a svara that if people are saying something, it's kosher, it's kosher. If until somebody says that it's not okay, it's not okay. If the conventional wisdom, you ask somebody says it's kosher, it makes sense that it's kosher. Is that a nemonus? Does that mean that person, his word is accepted at face value? Lav dafka. According to Tosfos we learn out of a pasuk. What Tosfos is telling us is state in the pasuk is telling us that a person is nemon on Yisurim. The same way two Edom are nemon in Bezdin. Legabi Momin, Legabi Dover Shaber, Ve'edechor is nemon be Yisurim. Mistaber, that according to Rashi, all it is a svara, which means that like a roiv, chazaka, we're mevarer, and it's nizbara to us, it's nizgala to us, that that's the reality, but that there's an emonus, lav dafka. Now, let's go back to something we discussed in the previous year. Why is Ne'erechot not Nemon on Tovah Shebe'erva, on Momen HaChomer? So we have the Ketzoyah saying it's exactly the cost. There's really no difference qualitatively between one and two. The same way the Gemara says that there's no difference in 2 Edom and 100 Edom. Now, you and I would say, Min HaSvar, that if 100 people walk into a room and say the same thing, it's a lot better than a two. If you had 100 kids in a school saying that this is what, that's who broke the window, wouldn't you believe them more than if 2 kids agreed on the same story? But the Gemara says, Trei Kameo. The Ketzoyah understands it also Chad Ketrei, as far as authenticity, as far as our koyach to be Nemon. But is exes akos v'apishnai edim yokum dover. We cannot paskin if we don't have 2 edim. The Tashbit, followed by the Nesivus Hamishpat, suggests otherwise. It says that in Eid Echod, you always run the risk when you rely on one person. You're relying on one person. The essence is that it's true. Lahadlo v'avdos in civil court. They rely on one person's an eyewitness recollection of a mugging, of a violent crime, of a murder. Very often, because of the trauma involved, or because of wherever the person was standing, or how that event hit the person does not necessarily see all the details properly. An Eid Echod can be considered not objectively reliable. 2 Edim, and they say the same story, and the facts corroborate each other. Usually, that would be much more of a smach that the information is true. The Siva says that's pshat Eid Echod nemen b'isurim. It's interesting. But there are certain areas in halacha where Chazal did not, the Chazal learned out from Psukim, that you cannot paskin, you cannot be Mekayim Din unless you have a clearer mandate what happened. That would have to be Al Pishnaim Edim Yokum Dov. So this is Machalik Ketzoyah in the Sivis. The Ketzoyah in the Sivis is in the Sivis in the Siman Lamed Aleph in Chosh Mishpat. The Ketzoyah is in the Siman Lamed. The Nesivis' approach, which is the approach of the Tashbitz, lends itself to a very basic question. If the difference between Eid Echod and Shnei Edim is that Eid Echod is less Nemon, is more subjective, the more objective reality can only be pieced together by hearing something from two people, there are other chalukim between Eid Echod and Shnei Edim. Eid Echod is kosher, anybody, women, children, Shnei Edim is kosher only, Bizchor, there's a kosher Eid, there's a not kosher Eid. Why is that a chiluk? The chiddush is whether one person says a story, two people say a story. How edus is made, that can be made in front of Besen, they can be made b'chzav, they can be made ed mipiei. There's a whole slew of halachas and hilchas edus, which are shaykh to two edim, not shaykh to one ed. Why should there be a chiluk if be'etzim the erecho is the same thing as two, except that the erecho is subjectively not believed? The teretz is that it, all these halachas are not halachas in the trustworthiness of two edim. It could be that the nesidus as far as true unto its own merit. Two edim are more nemon than one ed. But how do you create two edim into two? Here we already have a lumbus. It's two edim are more nemon. But the gzeis hakosav is, it's not just enough. Well, you heard it from one person here, you heard it from one person there. That's really an erechot. In objective terms, what you're really hearing is an erechot. You heard it from another erechot, no, you believe it. But really what you're hearing is from an erechot. What turns it into two edim? What turns it into a reality of two edim saying the same thing? When they say together, when they're both in bezdin together, when it's not mipi ksovam, when it's not ed mipi ed, that, those are all halachas in the tzuf. The same way, as a vayta dugma, 10 people davening, 10 people scattered around is not a minyan. They have to daven together. They have to be in the same room. That's a minyan. There's halachas and how to be mitzarev people into one kat. Interestingly enough, like we're saying, the difference between eid kosher and eid posel is dinim in the tziruf of eidus. With the lachar, there's a blatant steer to this. The halacha is that if two eidim are neman from momoin, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that one eid is neman, not from momoin, but one eid is nemon to be mechayev v'shvua. That means, if Reuven would come to Bezin with an erecho that Shimon owes him $100, Shimon would be mechuyev in order to free himself of the erecho to be nishba. That din is only a din in an eid kosher. It's only one eid. But it's a din in an eid kosher. He has to have all the dinim, all the prerequisites of eidus that two eidim always need. Not mipiks of them. They have to be in Bezin. They have to be zchorim. They have to be above bar mitzvah. No noshim, no psulim, etc. Those halachas are true in Eid Echad L'Shua. Now, the way we just explained, l'chad, all those halachas are prerequisites only in creating a reality that it's two Eidim, not just one here and one there. What creates the tziruf of two Eidim together? All the halachas of Eidus. In Cain, if it's only one Eid, there shouldn't be any of those halachas. See, here, what's interesting is that you look at the Lash of the Rambam is careful when he says Eid Echad L'Shua, he says something peculiar. He doesn't say Eid Echad is Nemet B'Shua. He says that one out of two, that means two edim are mechayiv momen. Echad to a certain extent is also mechayiv momen. He's mechayiv that Shimon, in order not to have to pay, could free himself of the shur. If he's not nishba, then he'll have to pay. What that means is that Shimon is mechayiv momen, but with an escape clause. Shimon can be nishba to stand up against the erechot. That's really a din of hitzos momen. Really needs two edim. To be mechayiv the moment with an escape clause of a shvuah would be a half. The lashon of the Rambam is a half of two edim, so that's why it needs to be an eid kosher, because he has to be ro'ui letziruf with somebody else, because he has to be a half of that kat edus, which is the two. That's as an aside. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in his shiurim in the beginning of Gittin, discusses this type of chakira. Is eid echon nem bisurim and nem monus? The same way when two eidim walk in the bez and they say a story, we believe the story, we believe every detail they say. Eid echon walks in and says, well, this is what happened, the animal, shkita, it's trefa, we believe the story they says, or it's just that we are noyig al piv, halacha says that we do or don't do al pi eid echon. Every detail of the story, the way he said it, is nemon. He has a din eidus. Again, according to Rashi, it's mistaber that there is no din nemonus on Eid Echad. Nemonus is al pishnei medim yokum dov. The halacha of Eid Echad is another halacha that the Torah tells us certain criteria for being able to rely, being able to assume. Do we know that every day the person says a whole story? Does he have a din nemonus on the story? Or it's just the bottom line, halacha says to rely on him. What's the difference? It sounds like semantics. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brings nafkaminis. Eid Echad, would an Eid Echad be neman for simonim? What do I mean by simonim? Eid Echad would be neman on an aveda. The halacha is the second parak above Metzia. So Reuven finds something. He's machris, he announces that he found an aveda, that's simonim. Shimon comes along, identifies it with the simonim. We use that as evidence that he's not a rabbi beloshna posuk. Adroi shochicho imoy. We use that as evidence that he's telling the truth, and we give him back his aveda. You don't need two edim because you're not being moitzi moment. Reuven was holding on to the Aveda only as the caretaker, because he has a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. You're not being moitzir from Reuven. There's no etzos, mommy, you don't need to wait. Now, what about Neid Echud? It's not clear if Neid Echud is Nemon on Aveda. And Abchaim Shlomitz explains that the reasoning is that it could be that by an Aveda, it's not just, there's no bottom line. You have to have the facts straight. The story has to make sense. Why? Because the Torah says Adroi Shechichu Imach, that means that you have to hear the story, you have to hear that he's telling the truth. Objectively speaking, Neid Echud, the way we're saying according to Rashi, it means that we could rely to eat or to not eat, otherwise there's no way out. There's no way to function in society unless you eat meat that somebody tells you is kosher. Does that mean that we believe the exact story? There's an emonis on the story? No. By Aveda, it could be that's not enough. We'll give another example. Interesting example. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamedal, the Gemara says, Va'araltim or losoy, Va'araltim to be mal the arelim. The Gemara says over there that Orlo Vaday Veloy Orlo Sofik. Going over there on being Mal on Shabbos. And the Gemara says a separate drasha to Mal only of child that was Vaday born on Shabbos. Only Mila of the 8th day is Doicha. And not a Sofik. Frek Toysvis. In Michalis on Shabbos in Sofik. You have a Sofik if it's Chil Shabbos. Of course you have to wait for Sunday. You have a child that was born Ben Ashmoshes Friday night. You don't know if he was born Friday. You don't know if he was born Shabbos. Ben Hashmosh is Motzi Shabbos. You don't know if you want Shabbos or Sunday. Of course you have to wait for Sunday. How do you know? How do you know if it's the 8th day? You have something there, I say Luchumma. That's Tosfos Kasha. There's one of the classic Achronim, the Divrei Emes, says that you can rely on the mother's testimony when the baby was born. There's a baby that was born Friday night Ben Hashmoshes, the mother says the baby was born after Tzitzik Chum. That would be enough to be matter. Eirechod Nam Visurim. Says Reb Chaim Shlomitz, maybe not. Maybe Tosfos Kasha is showing us that the din of not being mal of a child, a baby, unless we know for sure it's the 8th day of his life, is not just a halacha, like any halacha, that we have to be machlum the Mokum Sofik. There's a din that we have to know what happened. We have to have the story in front of us. Eirechod says we have the story in front of us. The only time there's nemonus min haTorah is two edim. He says that would be an answer to Tosfos Kasha. We did sofik. There's no sofik issue here. But when we're dealing with nemonus, when we're dealing with that the story was carved, it was believed in Bezdin, lav dafka that Erech would be considered that we heard the story and we have the story in front of us. In which case, maybe we'd blab the sofik. Maybe if the mother, it was only an Erechot, would say that the baby was born at 6:38 p.m. and that's after Tzitzik HaKom, maybe we wouldn't believe her unless there were other people in the room, unless the facts were clear, unless the time of the day was clear. We saw when the baby was born. That's Reb Chaim Shmulevitz pasta. It's there are other nafkaminas in this also. Cases where dinim in the Torah, where it wouldn't be enough to just have a bottom line, okay, you're allowed to eat it, but you would have to have the story as a story that was accepted in Bezin, we would hear the details. Again, back to the Chakir, is Eid Echod Eidus of Eid Echod? Or Eid Echod is not Eidus? Eid Echod just means that we assume that that's the reality. Halacha relies on Eid Echod to assume the status of a piece of meat, of a mikvah or whatnot, but not that Halacha believes the story that Eid Echod said. That's our Chakira. We're saying that maybe it's a machloikis, the Rashi and Tosfos, where according to Rashi it's a Svara. That means it's only some type of that we accept that we could live that way, that Halacha allows us to live al pi Erechot, but not that we necessarily believe that Erechot has an emonus. According to Tosfos, it's an emonus. If it's Eidus, according to that side, we have another question. How do we believe about Dover? A person al pi din Torah, if a person would be the sole mashgiach, he has a multi-million-dollar factory, it's producing all sorts of chocolates, kosher lebezach, non-kosher lebezach. He is the sole knowledge of whether the food is kosher or not. He announces the food is kosher. Al pi ikud the dinim in Torah, you'd be allowed that the owner of a factory should be the sole mashgiach in his factory. Al pi Erechon em misurim. Minig Yisrael is that unfortunately we've seen too many times that temptation plays a role. So a fool Tominish Zayin, the person doesn't have to be a fool. And we know that to rely implicitly on people being an Erlich Yid, the temptation might be too great. So maybe we have a whole system in place of Mashgichim, especially dealing with Goyim, that's for sure. But if we're dealing with Erlich Yid, also restaurants, businesses, factories, we have Mashgichim coming in, coming out, checking the kashrus. And again, that's a precaution, and it's a necessary precaution, because we know what the alternative would look like. With this sloppy or loose supervision, mistakes happen, people are tempted, people cover up facts. But midaraisa, on a theoretical level, the question is, how is a baldover neman? How would the owner of the factory be neman? The halacha is that an edus, a baldover is not neman. Two edim come to be made that a certain piece of property belongs to Reuven, not to Shimon. We then learn that one of the edim has stock, doesn't even have to have controlling stock. He has stock in that person's company that he's being made for. He's not Nemun, a Baldover, or Negev Bedover, a Kor of the Dover, is postulated. Why should that not be true? If a person is being made, let's say, on a shipment of wine of his, he's made to customers that a guy didn't touch, it's not Yayin Esek. Why should we believe him? The Chay is a Baldover. We shouldn't say that can be so. So here we have a famous teretz that Chaim said his nusach, or Chaim said his nusach. When a person is being made on his piece of meat, it's not edus on himself, it's edus on the meat. Of course he has a negius that he wants the meat to be kosher that he could sell, but it's not edus on himself. Edus momon is not edus on, solely on a piece of property, belongs to him. It's edus on a person. The reason why you need both parties in Bezni, you need a Bezni, is because the Bezni is paskening plenty at the chai, plenty at the zakai. There's an interesting story which brings home this point. Reb Chaim Brisker, as a young child, was learning with his father, the Beis Halevi, Reb Yoshe Ber, and into the Beis Medrash comes a butcher with a shayla of treifis, the shayla on the lungs of a behemoth gas, of a large animal. In those days, a large animal, put in context, was a few months of an investment for a butcher. What he would do is he would shecht, he would salt meat, he would sell meat fresh before Yom Tov, he would salt, and that's what he would be selling for the next few months. He had a shayla on treifis of throwing at an animal that was an investment of a few months parnasa. The Beis Halevi went through the shayla, struggled back and forth, he tried to find a kula. At the end he saw there's no way out, the behemoth is a treifa. He said, I'm sorry, my entire yid, the behemoth is a treifa. Butcher took it like a man. Kol hakavod. The butcher took it like a man. He said, Rebbe, treifa's treifa, and he walked out of the shul. 2 weeks later, the very same butcher was involved in a dinter on a few dollars, a minuscule sum of money. And when he lost, he screamed at the Dayanim. He screamed at the Beis Halevi. Okay. The Beis Halevi is the same. Erlich Yid, that 2 weeks ago accepted a psak is a psak and a halach is halach, now is screaming on a dollar or two. Beis Halevi said to him, ah, you don't understand. You don't understand the psychology. He says, when we paskin on the animal, we're paskin on the animal, of course he stands to lose. But you're not telling him anything about him. It's not definitive about him. When you're telling him ploini ato chai of $2 to give to the other guy, you're passing on him. That he couldn't swallow. The person has a very hard time swallowing about themselves. The story is a whimsical story, but it brings out a point. Dinim mominis is not a psak as to the nature of a car, a field, a choiv. It's a psak on a person ploini ato chai, he needs a bezdin. Bezdin means it's not just information what the halacha is, but it's a psak. It's a din. It's a creation of the bezdin which gives that person a certain din. Isavahat, it doesn't work that way. Isavahat, you can go ask a Rav. The din of asking a bezdin is a din and din in mamnis. Tovah Shebe'ev is also a din that shaykh the bezdin. Get, kedushin, that's why you need edikim. It has to be verifiable. What does it mean it has to be verifiable? You have to be able to verify later on, the gzes akosu, verify later on that the kedushin took place. If there's no edim there by the kedushin is not chal. That tells us kedushin is also a din that shaykh to some type of process of bezdin. Samela has asked, it has a din of two edim. A baldover, the gzeis hakosu, the baldover is not nemon, is shaykh to the gzeis hakosu, is shaykh to an understanding, you're passing on him. How could he be made on himself with the psaks on him? Mashenga, when he's made on a cow, that it is a treif, it's not a treif, huh? Even if it's his cow, he stands to lose, but it's not a psak on him, it's a psak on the cow. That he'd be nemon. Again, in terms of practically, temptation, Yetzirah, and Negius. So that's why we have a kashrus system in place. We're talking here now on a theoretical level of understanding. Theoretically, if the Yetzirah wouldn't have a role, if Nigius, temptation, would not play a role in a person's life, would he be Nemon to talk about a factory worth $5 million that it's all kosher, even though the factory belongs to him? Yes. It's being made on the factory. It's being made on the chocolate in the factory that's kosher. That's not being made on himself. But a dollar's worth of money that he does or doesn't owe, is chayv or isn't chayv to his next door neighbor, is a psak on him. That a person has aloch, if it's a psak on him, you can't be the dayan, you can't be the aid. That's exactly what it. Now, what's problematic over here is that we have in the sugya that when the erechot is made on an isha, so we have aloch komokim shemini atoy erechot arev kishnayim. The Mukyesu explains at great length that the halacha of what's the halacha of Kamachim Shemini? Let's explain it. We're going to get into it in Yitzhak Hashem in this parak, in the later prophet, at the end of the Masechta. If an Erechot says something and that account, his version of the story is accepted, we now consider that to be truth. If that's considered truth, it's as if two Eidim told it does. Since in this case one Eid is Neman, if we're talking about Egla Rufa, if we're talking about Erechot to be made that a woman was Nistero, a woman was Mizana, that she'd be Asur Labaila. If we're talking about in our case, Erechot is Neman to be made that her husband died, that a woman is Muteres Lushok. All these things, Eidus of Erechot, once we accept the version of the Eid, then we accept that that's truth as if two Eidim told it us. Nafkmina would be, if an Erechot would come afterwards, we would not be able to knock off the first Eidus, because now we accept it as truth, as if two Eidim told it to us. Now in Erechot, who are you to be soysa something that's true? Erechot can never be soysa reality. If the two of them came together, so we have an Erechot, mul Erechot, we're not makabali, the one of them. Two come connected to, we're not makabali, the one of them. But if an Erechot came, we accepted his version. For us, that becomes a reality as if two Eidim told it to us. Now, after we believed him and we paskin al pihim, hareu kishnayim, he's to us like to aid him. Then thereafter, if an erechot would come, he would not be nemo. Do we understand this only in the context of an erechot which is eidus? What about erechot nem misurim? See here, the Ritva and the Muki Yosef, the Reb Chaim brings down his sefer, say that if we say that an erechot is not eidus, erechot just means we accept the halacha has to be livable. Rashi says halacha has to be livable. You have to be able to go to somebody's house and eat. You have to be able to sit on the bus and take a piece of chocolate from somebody. You have to be able to walk into a store. It doesn't make sense that there should be no system of belief, of trust. So there's a trust system in place. Jews, Bedeh Chaldi says it's kosher. It's kosher. You're allowed to eat it. Does that mean that there's a din edus inherent in what the store owner says? No. What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina would be that we wouldn't say, komachim shemini atoy erechot, he said it's kosher. Thereafter, if somebody else comes and says it's not kosher, the erechot can get erechot. We don't say, komachim shemini atoy erechot, hareu kishnayim. Because it doesn't become a reality by us based on edus. It means that we accept that we can live with his version of the story. We can be samech on him. Is it edus? No. The only time we would have the klal of komachim shemini atoy erechot, hareu kishnayim, is something that needs edus. Erechot is believed. Erechot l'shvua, erechot l'aguna, erechot, like we said, l'soita, erechot l'aglarufa. Those would be cases where we would accept that after the erechot says something, it becomes a reality as if two Eidim. There's an Eidus. It's as if two Eidim told it to us, and then we would accept it.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.